Okay, you're a biochemist who becomes fascinated with polar exploration. You don't zero in on triumphs and tragedies in themselves. It's the food that interests you. What sort of provisions did the explorers take? Was there enough? Did the ingrained disgust at native food habits play a part in deaths? What about scurvy? Lots of questions and many answers to be found in the documents left by the men who willingly underwent the hardships of polar travel, so you start reading and making notes. After all, you began in this field studying penguin egg whites. There's nothing quite like a scientist examining historic records. Feeney ignores conclusions that are only guesses. After all, there is no proof Sir John Franklin and his crew perished from the lead used to solder the cans, as the lead found in the buried sailor was found to occur naturally in the soil. Along the way, the careful reader will discover various items of interest. In 1901, Robert Falcon Scott didn't believe that lack of vitamin C was necessarily the cause of scurvy, although Cook had proved that in his voyages of the 1770s. He was to pay dearly for that in his battles to reach the South Pole. Humans are among the few mammals that can't synthesize vitamin C, and rats are past masters at it. Therefore, the custom grew on long voyages of eating rats. In fact, various entrepreneurs and the crew below decks would monopolize the trade, killing and selling rats to their fellow sailors. Somehow, that wasn't mentioned in the rollicking, hearty sea stories of popular lore. Feeney also livens up the book with photographs and quoted accounts from the explorers themselves. While the book is not a page-turner, it is not meant to be. It's a thoughtful exposition on the unnecessary tragedies caused by the Eurocentric view of men who ignored the Inupiat, who had survived quite well for 5,000 years in the Arctic. Well worth reading.